This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The San Antonio Book Festival is this Saturday, the day after tomorrow, and that's when downtown's going to be hopping with authors, panels, book signings, other events, all celebrating the printed word. It highlights national writers and local and Texas authors. It's free, open to the public. And to tell us more about the book festival, we're joined by Katie Flato, organizer of the San Antonio Book Festival, and Tracy Bennett with the San Antonio Public Library Association. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
So I went to last year's book festival, and it was amazing. It was quite an event. How do you describe it to somebody who hasn't been to one of these things before, Katie?
Well, it is like
a day. Is it a nerdgasm for people who like to read?
It's for people who like to read, and it's for people who aren't necessarily bookworms. The point of the book festival is to celebrate readers and writers, and you know you can get there even if you don't have five books going by your bedside right now. You're going to get there and be taken care of. You're going to find somebody you're interested in. You're going to leave wanting to know more.
All levels of readers, children authors. There's children stuff. There's cookbooks. There's celebrity writers. There's heavy duty writers. It's quite the spectrum.
It runs the gamut. So the importance is to get people reading. And if you have kids and, you know, they're just starting to read, or maybe you just are already just reading to them, you're going to find over 10 children's book authors, from picture books to young adult teen books. And then if you're somebody who's aware of, who all the Pulitzer Prize winning authors are and reporters, you're going to find a rich array of people that you can listen to there as well.
So Tracy, how does the San Antonio Public Library Association, how do y'all fit into this with the book festival?
The foundation is it's a program under the San Antonio Public Library Foundation. So our board approved it as a program, along with, we have other programs like Born to Read and the Literacy Caravan. So it's just a program, and we are so excited that this is our second year. We see many more happening. It's just growing like crazy. It's a great partnership with the library, and the Southwest School of Art is our partner. We close Augusta Street, and we use their campus as well. So it's a day of it's so beautiful downtown, too. The library is just – I just redid the plaza, and the art school is just gorgeous. So it's just a fun day to be outside and to children's activities, cooking, like you said, cooking demonstration.
So there's booths down there. It's a festival,
right?
With books,
correct.
That's what's so awesome about it.
And we're this year.
Last year when people were walking around, they were all just grinning at each other and saying, "Can you believe that we're doing this here in San Antonio? That we're all here just jazzed up on books."
Well, I think last year it was like a happy surprise. They, you know, the people who made it down there really didn't know what exactly to expect, and they were blown away. And, you know, we didn't have quite as much publicity as we're getting this year. So I think it's not as much of a surprise this year. I think people are ready and, you know, excited, and they're geared up to go. I know a lot of people are already printing out the schedule from the website and circling, you know, the different times and venues that they want to go to. It helps to be a little bit prepared when you get there, just so that the day doesn't get away from you. But don't worry. I mean, if you arrive and you don't know, and you just walk into a session, you're going to find things that really interest and inspire you. It's a big adventure.
Yeah, you do have to pick and choose, because there's a lot of stuff going on at the same time. So you may want to go see Laura Lippman or John, and then there's the Johnny Cash bio that are going at the same time. So you really kind of need to print the schedule out so you can plan ahead. And we have an app this year. So we're very excited about that. But
so how do you search for the app? The San Antonio Book Festival?
So you go to the to the app store, and you search Event Base Free. And when you download that onto your smartphone or in your device, it'll ask you for your location. And when you put in your location, up will come the San Antonio Book Festival logo. You click on that and you will be able to, like Tracy said, the whole schedule will be there, all the children's activities, the food trucks, the exhibitors, the music tent, what the, you know, schedule for the music is. Everything will be on there, the author bios. And what's really great is you can make your own personal schedule. So if you're looking at the whole list by, you know, it's in chronological order, and you start picking, say you pick Philip Meyer, who's the author of The Sun, at 11, and you press the star, which means it's a favorite, it'll immediately make a little personalized schedule for you with as you go along.
That's pretty cool. Keep you on track.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're really excited about that.
So last year when y'all did the first one, it was very expedited as you decided, let's do this. We got to do it now. And it was hurried along very quickly, and it was amazing. And now you had a full year to plan for the second one. What's different this year?
Well, you know, one of the things that's different is we've now had time to go back and put into place some of the sort of building blocks, the foundation that we never really had before. For example, we got a logo. We got a really great website. We're part of
got an app.
Yeah, we got an app. We grew up. We got more funding. We have more publicity. And then some of the really sort of deeply important things that we were able to do was to really make our educational and community outreach more robust. So we have been partnering with at least 10 nonprofit organizations to bring in some school children from underserved communities who will arrive, you know, get to the festival. They get a package with their free book, a t-shirt. They get free lunch provided by the Child Train and the food bank. And then they get to participate in the all-day activity. So that's been hugely important.
So there's more outreach this year.
Right. Much more outreach, especially with schools and other nonprofit organizations. Great partnerships with Girls Inc. and Teach for America and SACE. I mean, just we've got wonderful partners everywhere.
That's great, trying to get the kids involved. Getting them, you know, like this is reading, and reading's fun, and there are other people who like it as well. And here's the writer, and here's all this other.
Meet this writer. Get your book signed by this writer. Ask him a question, her a question, and then actually, some of our classrooms we're working with over 30 different classrooms who have picked a student in their class to introduce the author at the children's book tent. So each author is introduced by a student.
And we also have over 60 exhibitors, people who like Trinity Press, UT Press. That if you were interested in just independent presses or nonprofits, the Botanical Center is going to be there. There'll be a whole other area on the art school campus in their parking lot with individual tents of different organizations, nonprofits. Independent presses, Gemini Inc. is, for example.
It's a literary marketplace.
Wings Press.
Wings Press.
There's a lot of this great San Antonio poetry. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk more about the exciting happenings as San Antonio prepares to celebrate the written word this weekend, Saturday, downtown. The San Antonio Book Festival is getting ready to crack open. And we invite your phone calls. If you've got a question, a comment, a suggestion, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email us your questions and comments to the source at tpr.org. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the San Antonio Book Festival. It's this Saturday downtown. It's at the main library, the big Enchilada Red Library right downtown. They close off Augusta Street and it spills over into Southwest School of Art. And that's a beautiful campus. With us to talk about that, Katie Flato, the organizer of the San Antonio Book Festival, and Tracy Bennett with the San Antonio Public Library Foundation. And Katie, you were one of the founder organizers of the book festival in Austin, the Texas Book Festival, right?
I was on their advisory committee when they started long, long ago.
So you saw, but you had an insider's view about how they launched that, and that's turned into a huge event, and now San Antonio has their own event. Why bring one to San Antonio, and why not just feed off the one that we had just up the road in Austin?
Well, aren't you tired of going to Austin for all the cool things? Don't you think that San Antonio needs our own?
Don't get me started.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, seriously, I would go up there to Austin. Tracy and I went together several times, and you know, it just was very inspiring, and I thought, why can't we have this? And fortunately, they are our founding partner, the Texas Book Festival, and what that means is that they've been very generous in being a roadmap for us. So they opened up their books and sort of showed us how to do things.
Now, San Antonio has taken some licks as far as not being the most literary city. We were on some list that they've compiled us based upon lack of newspaper subscriptions and lack of online book buying and things like that. They're able to say San Antonio not literary and also not doing very well with literacy. It ranks like 40th in the nation for literacy. So do you think that having the book festival will kind of give us some juice to try and change that?
Yeah, you know, San Antonio has a 25% illiteracy rate. The best way to combat illiteracy is to read, and to read to your children, get them started as readers early, teach parents how to read to their children, make good role models of being a reader yourself. And, you know, this is a celebration of ideas, books, libraries, and literary culture. So at the very most deepest bottom level, it's about literacy. At the top of the level, it's about celebrating, you know, very accomplished writers.
So, Tracy, how do you get the message out to people that this is free and open to the public, that you want people to show up? Even if you're mildly curious, stop on by.
Well, I think the location, a library, is free and open to the public. So that's one thing that people are used to going to a library, because it's a community center, and it's a comfort zone for most people. And I think we pretty much put it out there every time we say it, it's free. And that's, I think people are comfortable going to the library, and we hope that they will get a library card. The library has over, I believe, almost a million cardholders in the city. So, and the Central is the number one used in the system. So I think Saturday is a big day for them. So even if you don't know about the book festival and you're a library goer on the weekends, you're going to stumble into this wonderful day of literacy and learning and just be so surprised and just energized.
And we don't want people to be intimidated by that it's a book festival and you have to be a bookworm or, you know, super smart. This is fun. This is a chance to be – it's an adventure. It's a chance to be inspired, to be excited, to learn something new. And, you know, there's other activities as well to sort of, you know, visit throughout the day. Like, you know, especially for the kids, we have a whole list of a kid zone with all-day activities that, you know, include making bookmarks and pop-up books and – story time. And
one of our committees under the library, the L3 committee, is doing Milagros for the kids. So it's a very cultural diverse day also. I think Katie can speak to that about the writers. And
You want to talk about the diversity and the different authors you're bringing to San Antonio?
Well, you know, diversity means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And I think we are making sure that all these voices are being heard. Obviously, with San Antonio's rich cultural heritage, we want to make sure that we are really, presenting a lot of Latino voices. And I think we have almost more than half of our 90 authors are Latino. One of the things that I'm super excited about is this panel that's called Emerging Voices, and we really focus on border voices. We have you'd have to go to the website to see all the different names, but Fernando Flores and Roberto Montes and Natalia Trevino. Carmen Tafoya is actually our MC on that, and she has a new book of poems called This River Here, Poems of San Antonio. So that's super strong. But one of the other really interesting panels that we have is De Donde Eres, and it's wrestling with ethnicity. And Tim Hernandez, Ito Romo, and Mario Alberto Zambrano are on that panel. And we have the wonderful Michael Soto from Trinity University moderating that. Our moderators are equally as strong as the authors. We have Nelson Wolf and Phil Hardberger and Evan Smith from the Texas Tribune as moderators, other authors, Jan Jarboe-Russell, that kind of thing. But we have a lot of themes throughout the festival that I think are really important, but that's particularly strong, our Latino voices.
Our phone lines are open. If you want to give us a call, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. If you went to last year's San Antonio Book Festival and you were blown away, give us a call. What do you think about it? Or is there something that we're missing that you think should be on the festival? Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 614-8980. So there's this literary death match this year. So Katie, can you tell us what that is?
Yeah. So, you know, we were talking earlier about not wanting books to seem intimidating or authors, you know, they're so talented and smart. I think Todd Zuniga, who is the creator of Literary Deathmatch, he's from Los Angeles. I think he had gone to enough of those sort of stifling, you know, readings where you're kind of maybe they're a little too intense, and he wanted to switch it up a little bit. And so he invented Literary Deathmatch, and it is a program that now is actually all over the world. And what happens is you kind of have a mixture of American Idol and Charlie Rose is how I think of it, but it's for authors. And so you have four different authors, and the idea is they read their most favorite passage, the thing that they've written that they think is the best they've ever written, and they have 7 minutes to read that. And it's very performative. The idea is it's not just reading, it's really a performance. And at the same time, you have three high-profile judges who are judging these authors on three different criteria. One is performance, one is literary merit, and then my favorite is intangibles. Mm-hmm. And these judges vote the authors off the island, and it ends up being just two left, and they have to battle it out for who's going to be crowned the literary death champion.
It sounds like a literary Chopped, like the
show
on the Food Network.
Yeah, it is. It's like a game show. And that's at the Empire Theater. The Las Casas Foundation is also our amazing partner. And we have a couple of readings at the Empire. And then our final event of the whole day of the festival is the 6:30 Literary Death Match over there.
All right. Laverne has called in, and she just got her on the air. Laverne, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Question. Just beginning to listen to the speakers, and it does seem to me that the whole book fair is going to be slanted toward Hispanics. And I just wanted to know if I need to go to Austin, or where will I be able, or will in your book fair be able to find anything that will be of interest to African Americans? We are part of the city.
Thank you, Laverne. Of course, you're part of the city, and we welcome you. And and I love your call. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so here, Laverne.
Okay,
are you there? Okay, so you know, there were several authors who we invited who couldn't come, unfortunately, who maybe would have been more of the voice that you're looking for. But we do have a wonderful poet called Michael Collins. And if you don't know his work, I think you would really appreciate his. But, you know, the way that the festival works is that we're working with current books that have just been published, that where we can catch an author while they're doing a book tour. And so, you know, there's a fabulous author called James McBride who we invited. You know, we try. It's not for lack of trying.
Yeah, so it's a struggle, but, you know, and it's a work in progress. And this is the second annual one, and we got more to come. So, So tell us more about these panels and how does that work? And what do you hope to get out of a panel? What is a good one?
Well, the way that the programming for the festival works, our literary director is Clay Smith, and he is the person who really invites all the authors, and very proud to have him on our team. And so you have authors who are going to be a big enough draw, like Jane Pauley or Philip Meyer or, Alfredo Corchado, and they're just on their own with a moderator. But one of the other things we like to do is have themes and put several authors in together on a panel to have a discussion with a moderator and amongst each other. And we have really strong themes for those different panels this year. One of my favorites is this, it's called Women Writing About War, and it's the, sort of like the cost of combat. And in fact, we have lots of ways to touch upon the military, which I think is obviously very important to our community. Also, we're very strong on biographies. We have one thing that I think is going to be especially wonderful is the Johnny Cash biographer Robert Hilburn is coming, and he's going to be at the Empire. We have Jan Reed talking about his biography of Ann Richards, and of course, the Cesar Chavez biography. So
John Wayne,
and Scott Eyman's book was just on the cover of the New York
right,
Times.
Right, and I'm going to be moderating the panel on Maximilian.
Yeah.
So the Emperor of Mexico.
And that brings up a really good point too. We have very strong local writers as well. Mary Margaret McAllen being one of them. And so the way the panels work is that you get to sit in on a conversation with some very talented, smart, interesting people who know what they're talking about, and you get to ask questions.
Right. And people show up. You get to see the writers. What I like about it is that you realize that people that you read, that they're just like you and me,
yeah.
And it feels very brings everyone back down to earth. And everyone is so accommodating and so welcoming, so friendly. They're happy that you're there. And you really do. It's a communal exchange about isn't this awesome?
Well, I just have to also point out that we couldn't do this without volunteers. We have so many amazing volunteers that I think over 400 now that have helped. They're helping put this on, and we're just so grateful to our sponsors and our volunteers.
So it starts at what time on Saturday morning?
10 a.m. and it goes all day, and it's free.
And there's food booths, and there's bands, and there's stuff for the kids. Get them jazzed on reading and meeting writers and just having a good old time. The whole family can just have go to the book festival type of thing.
Magic Theater is going to be doing a performance at 4 p.m. that's Splat the Cat.
And we've got a link to it on our website at tpr.org. Plan ahead, look at all the great authors, and figure out where you want to check out when you're at the book festival at the main library, Southwest School of Art, on Saturday morning. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about the fiscal constitution with Bill White. Bill White's going to be at the festival, and he's going to join us just now in the next couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Great.